This recording, England 45, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
I'm from Devon, England, and I'm 21. I've just finished at uni and I did a Bachelor of Science degree in Adventure Tourism Management. So basically it was all about like outdoor education, tourism, business management, and how to run your own outdoor pursuit centre. I basically went there just to play, because I figured it was a good way of getting a degree, and I got to go sailing, kayaking, climbing, and all that kind of stuff. To finance that, I worked as a pool lifeguard at the weekends at my local leisure centre, and during the summer months I work as a beach lifeguard on my local beach. I basically decided to come to New Zealand because it's the adventure tourism capital of the world, so I came here, again, just to play really and do stupid stuff. And there are so many opportunities here, like bungee jumping and skydiving and stuff, and the kind of things I'd really like to get into. Also, because of my degree, I'm hoping to get some kind of relevant job, maybe career opportunities after that. So far, we flew into Auckland about 2 months ago. We went up to Warkworth and did some fruit picking and worked in a winery just to get some money and chill out. Then we went up to Whangarei and met a guy with a catamaran who took us sailing for a couple of weeks, up all around the Bay of Islands into little secluded bays and stuff, which was well cool. Got to explore places where there's pretty much no one else on the island. Little waterfalls and clear blue waters. Wicked. And he dropped us off at Pyhir. I didn't really like it, it was too commercial. So we moved over to Brussels for Christmas and New Year's. Got a job at the local caravan site and just earned some money and sort of got into the whole family lifestyle here. And all the locals, and it's very quaint, and I really like it here. Now I'm leaving. I'm going to do my advanced open water diving over the next couple of days, and then on Sunday I'm going sailing again for a couple of weeks. Then I'm getting a hire car from Auckland with a couple of friends, and we've got it for 6 weeks, and we're going to drive around the Coromandel Peninsula, Taupo, and basically the rest of the North Island, because we haven't been anywhere south of Auckland. So we're going to go camping and just relax. I'm hoping to be in Queenstown by April because I want to work a full winter season. Anything in a ski resort there, basically I'll do anything. I just want to ski lots and go snowboarding. Then we're going to leave in about November, so I'll have been here a year. And I'm going to spend 6 months travelling back through Australia, Fiji and LA. When I get home, I have no idea what I'm going to do. I'm probably going to panic. Might go back to uni, might go travelling again, really don't know. Eventually though, I hope to go into the RAF Navy or the Coast Guard Search and Rescue, maybe even Mountain Rescue. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the Territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease. Which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itching goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ESSA. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah has managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive. either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.